Hello, everybody. This is Neil Ewers in Madison, Wisconsin, and that little intro was courtesy of yours truly and the Tyros 2 keyboard. This is a short podcast to talk about something that has been discovered about the Zoom H2. There is something called monitor mode, which means that as soon as you turn the recorder on, the microphones are on. I knew about this, but what somebody on the list discovered was that if you're in this mode, you can in fact hear changes as they happen when you're in the menus. Remember, I said you couldn't do that in the previous podcast. But when you turn monitor mode on, you can. It's not quite like the H4, where when you're arrowing by certain menu options, it actually changes as you arrow by them, and then you decide whether you want them and select them. Here you have to actually press Enter before they change, but you can in fact hear the change. So, for example, if you press Menu, assuming you're not in 4-track surround mode because the menus are different here, if you're in any other mode and you press Menu, you arrow 5 clicks to the right and you press Enter, you're on the monitor mode setting. Let's say it's off. You arrow left, for example, press Enter, and all of a sudden you hear the sound of the microphone. Now you press Menu to get out. Now every time you turn the recorder on, the microphone will be on. So that means that when you go into menus and make a change, let's say you go into menus and you arrow right twice to limiter compressor, and you press Enter, and you arrow down to one of the limiters. You then press Enter, and all of a sudden you hear it change. Now, if you stay in menus, what happens is that when you press Enter to select an item in the limiter compression menu, for example, it not only selects it, but it pops you out of that menu back into the main menu. And as long as you don't come out of menus, you stay at that place. So, for example, if you wanted to arrow left to get the file formats, you press Enter and you go in there. Now, I'm not sure you're going to hear anything here because you're not really changing anything whose sound you're going to really notice. Same with plug-in power, etc. So some of these aren't going to make any difference because you're dealing with something you can't hear the change of anyway. But if you come out of menus altogether, the next time you go back into menus, you're at the top of the menu list, so you have your option. You can make all the changes you want in the menus, if you know where they are, and get your position for the next menu item relative to where you are. If you come out of menus and go back in, you're always at the top, and so you always know where you are. Now there's one caution, and that is that monitor mode probably uses a lot more battery power, and your batteries probably won't last as long. I don't know that, but I'm assuming that because the microphone is always on. It's actually even on when you play back a file, which is interesting, because now you hear the file playback, but you also hear what's coming through the microphone. So you could sing along or hum or whatever and have them both together. I sometimes use this to set menus if I want to know where I am by sound, and then I go back into menus and turn monitor mode off, and that will save some battery life. It also gets a little confusing when you're in monitor mode to remember where you are, because when you're not in monitor mode, you press record, you go into record standby, you hear the microphones. You press record again, nothing happens except you've pressed record, but you're recording. You press record again, and the sound goes away. So now you know that you have just been recording and are not recording. In monitor mode, that doesn't happen. You still have to press record once to go into record standby. There is a way to get around that. You can set this recorder up, I believe, so that you can press the button only once and go directly into record. But the problem being, however you do it, when you press record to get out of recording, the mics are still on. So you don't have as good a way of knowing whether you're still recording or not. So what I often do is I use monitor mode if I want to hear what I'm doing in the menus, and then I go into menus and turn off monitor mode, and now I'm not using as much battery power, and now I have a much better feel for when I'm recording and when I'm not. All right, I said this was going to be a short podcast, so let's make it short. This is Neil Ewers, neal.ewers@ravenswood.org, saying, so long, I hope you enjoyed the podcast, and be well.